What's the most important meal of the day? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you. And if you're a regular listener, we love you. We're glad. We're so excited. We're so grateful and appreciative that you continue to take the time to hang out with us on this podcast. We podcast, put an episode out once a week. And so thank you for being here with us on this journey. So let's talk about breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yeah. So we love, just so that you know, we love taking suggestions, or if you have any thoughts on something you'd like us to podcast, we love that. We love suggestions. A lot of our ideas come from people that we interact with on a daily basis. So, you know, for me specifically, this idea of what is the most important meal of the day was from a conversation I had yesterday with the team I was working at the surgical center. And I just thought it would be great for us to talk about this. Mm-hmm. So what is the most important meal? And actually, more specifically, what was being asked was, is breakfast the most important meal? Mm-hmm. So, you know, this whole concept of breakfast being the most important meal came from back in the 1960s. There was a nutritionist by the name of Adele Davis, and she subscribed to, she said that we should, what did she say? Eat like a king in the morning for breakfast, mm-hmm. eat like a prince for lunch, and eat like a pauper for dinner. Mm-hmm. And so that's what she, that was like one of the principles and one of the things that she put out. So this whole idea of breakfast being the most important meal
came from her. There you go.
So
it's always nice to know where that comes
it
from.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. So the question is,
actually, I want to throw something in there because you made me think of something else. The idea of three meals a day.
Right.
Three square meals a day came from having to feed military, mm-hmm. right? The large groups of people, it was easier to feed them
right.
in big groups all at one time. So it became three meals a day. Before there, really, like, that didn't really exist
right.
before we had to feed large groups of people like that, or university settings, mm-hmm. right? In university mm-hmm. settings where they had to feed large groups of people at one time. So it became three meals a day. But I just think it's interesting to know the history of how our eating habits came to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, it's great. It is interesting knowing the background. So is it the most important meal? So that's a pretty complex question, okay? Mm-hmm. Bottom line is, it's not straightforward. There are a lot of studies out there, but they're mainly observational studies. It's not like it's not like a randomized controlled study.
But they've proven anything.
Right, right. Mm. They're just observations that have been made, but they don't know for sure, you know, cause and effect. So look, our philosophy, Tina and Dr. Cruz's philosophy, we feel that breakfast is an important meal.
Is.
What did I say? I think is.
Oh, okay.
No,
I just
want
to make sure.
Oh, no,
it wasn't super clear.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, no. We feel that breakfast is.
Yes.
Is a very important meal.
Yes.
Because you're waking up. And by the way, breakfast means you're breaking the fast. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've basically kind of been fasting through that period of several hours through the night where you've been sleeping and you've been letting your body kind of do its thing and recover and
heal.
And right. Mm-hmm. So now you're waking up, you're getting ready. The majority of the world is getting ready to go to work.
Start a day.
Mm-hmm.
Be active.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you need?
Nutrients.
You need nutrients. You need fuel for your body.
That's right.
You need nutrients. You know, you need your vitamins, minerals, protein, some carbs, some healthy fats. You need this so that you can fuel your body mm-hmm. and get started on your day.
Yes. The reality is every meal is important.
Exactly. That is our philosophy.
Yes. Food is fuel.
That's right.
So skipping a meal. I know, you know, we've talked a lot about, we've had other podcasts on fasting, you know, and there are some people who like to fast, especially in the morning, right? They feel like, oh, I'm not going to eat until 10 or 11 o'clock.
Right.
And again, if that's your thing and that's what works for you and you like it, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. We don't want to tell people, no, you shouldn't be fasting like that. We do encourage people though, to eat something or at least do liquid food in the morning.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Whether that's a smoothie or some type of soup. I mean, most people are doing smoothies in the morning. Just again, just to get those initial nutrients in the body to help kickstart your day and to get you going into your day.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know we've talked about this on previous podcasts about our smoothie that we do in the morning. We do a green smoothie for our family every morning. And, you know, and so we've got, you know, spinach and celery in there. We use almond milk as our base, as the liquid part of it.
And cucumber.
Also, we put in a scoop of plant-based protein powder. And so it's really a nice mix of nutrients. It's a great mix of nutrients. And then I always add in an avocado for mine, which from the avocado, you're getting fat. Okay. You're getting some really good, healthy fat. So it's just a great way to start the morning. And actually that smoothie, especially on my part, because I have the avocado, really holds me for like two, three hours.
Yeah. I mean, I do our green smoothie in the morning. If I'm super hungry in the morning, I'll do a piece of avocado or I'll do a piece of toast with avocado on it, Ezekiel bread with avocado and a slice of tomato with sea salt. And then I also drink the smoothie. That's if I'm super hungry. If I'm okay, then I'm just drinking my smoothie until lunch. That usually gets me to lunch for the most part.
So let's talk about what are some great breakfasts, options for you. So I know that the traditional, the standard American diet, you know, it's a lot of cold cereal. I mean, you know, when you go overseas and they have the continental or
continental breakfast,
yeah. You know, you have all your pastries and, and
bagel and cream cheese, all the cereal.
Yeah. And it's crazy because even when I was in my training, in gastroenterology training, I mean, you know, we'd have early meetings in the morning and you had scones and coffee, you know, there were bagels. And so that, and that is a big thing, you know, bagels with cream cheese, scones, eggs,
bacon,
right,
potatoes, hash browns,
you know, back to the cereals, the cold cereals, you know, there's a lot of cereals out there, a lot of really sugary cereals,
which we're going to do a podcast on.
Yes. So we won't go deep into that. But
well, there's pancakes and waffles.
Hey, and those are, believe me, we, you know, especially on weekends, we like to mix it up and we may have one day where we do pancakes, but we do buckwheat pancakes. And so what do we do during the week for the kids, for ourselves? Tina mentioned toast, avocado toast. I mean, that's a pretty popular thing nowadays. You can go to most any breakfast place and they'll have avocado toast on the menu. So it is much less expensive though if you make it yourself. So avocado toast, you know, we make a breakfast that's actually in our cookbook called Zippy Breakfast, which is so good, amazing. It's actually steamed rice. And then we chop up tomatoes and cucumbers, mix it up, put a little olive oil, and put some Bragg's amino acids, and it just makes an amazing breakfast.
Yeah, it's like a healthy alternative. The Bragg's is like a healthy alternative to soy sauce.
Yep.
But it, you can also in that, you can put garbanzo beans, you can put avocado, you can put so many different things. And then you can even change up your grain. So if you don't, if you can't do rice, you can do quinoa for that in the morning.
You could do brown rice.
Brown rice. Yes. Yeah. So wow. We could do any grain really can go in that a Zippy breakfast. But it's such a nice, like if you're used to eating a warm breakfast in the morning, especially like an oatmeal, like we're trying to get people off of oatmeal. Doing a transitioning over to a Zippy breakfast is a nice way to start your day because it's warm and it gives you all the all your vegetables too. But yeah, that's a big go-to breakfast. But yes, toasts with whether avocado on there or a nut butter with bananas spread on it, or with honey drizzled with bananas is another go-to for us. The kids are pretty easy. They tend to like the avocado toast for the most part in the morning. But yeah, we don't do a lot of cereals in our house anymore. Again, we'll talk about that in another podcast. But yeah, lots of trying to get your veggies in the morning, which is weird for people.
Yeah.
Most people don't think of, that's not the first thing they think of when they're getting out of bed is vegetables. But that's a great way to start the day. Right, is to think differently about your breakfast.
But. Absolutely, absolutely. I do remember a time in our home growing up when my mom wanted to get away from cold cereals. She used to. It was a combination of stuff growing up. We did cold cereals. Mom would also do oatmeal sometimes. But I do remember a time when she was actually getting up extra early and making rice and beans.
Oh wow.
Yeah, rice and beans.
Rice and beans twice.
Rice and beans in the morning. That's right.
And then rice and beans at night.
That's right. That's right.
I love it.
No wonder it's such a comfort food for me. So anyways, so is breakfast the most important meal of the day?
I do want to add something to that before we close out, because we're talking about all the different meals, right? Like you mentioned, eat like a king, eat like a prince, eat like a pauper.
Like a pauper, right?
So eating a big, big meal late at night, like right before you go to bed, is definitely not great for
you.
Okay, so that is one thing I do want to say, that if you are saving your big meal for dinner and you're eating it late and then within an hour or two you're going to bed, that's not great for you in general. And the main thing is that you're not able to digest it or burn off the calories from that food that you're consuming, right? You have to think everything that's going in, you either have to burn off or it's going to get stored. So
let me just add to that. it's that you're making your body work extra hard at night, okay? For our patients who have acid reflux, I definitely tell them, look, if you're eating within 2 hours of going to bed, just assume you're going to have acid reflux and it's going to be worse, because now you've got a stomach full of food and now you're reclining, okay? And so you don't have the benefit of gravity to keep food down in your stomach, and you've got stuff refluxing up even easier. But the other thing is that your body at nighttime, when you're sleeping, it's your body's opportunity to detox. Okay, that's when your body has the opportunity to rejuvenate and detox. And if you go and eat a big meal, like Tina just mentioned, right before you go to bed, now your body's focus is on digesting this food.
All that blood is rushing to a different part of the body than it should be. So it's, that would be the one tip in terms of, big meals versus small meals versus whatever during the day in terms of how to eat. Ideally, you want to be eating, throughout the day, right? But if you are going to eat one big meal every day, make it your lunch meal, if you don't want it to be your breakfast meal, just so that you're not eating a huge meal right before bed.
I agree, 100%. So back to my question, is breakfast the most important meal? We would say
they're all important.
All right. So if you have any questions or you just want to connect with us, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There is a magenta colored button on the homepage. You can click that. You can schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult that's done over the phone. And so you can do it from anywhere in the world. And then if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And lastly, if you haven't rated us, please give us a rating and please rate us out of 5, because it'll help other people just like you to find us easier. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.